This one's okay.
Any news on anybody?
I think everybody's okay. I think Al may be a little sore from his ankle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know he hurt it during a Toronto game, and he's been nursing it. And then, I think it was a little just that he was feeling a little bit of it the Houston game.
Left or right?
I'm not sure which one it is. Yeah.
What's new with Marvin?
Well, he's getting better from what I hear. Still no timetable on his return.
Okay. Are you going big?
Yeah. We'll start Jason tonight and match him up against Cousins. You know, that was a lineup we used up there, so we'll go back to that.
Saw your son's team play last night.
Yeah, I did too. I was there.
Not very good.
Well, they struggled a little bit last night. They did struggle.
I didn't see that coming at all.
I didn't either. It's funny because it was, it was like a 4-6 point ball game. Less than 10 minutes, and it went from 4 to 16 just like that.
Well, and if Tech does anything, they don't usually pull away from teams late. They usually go the other way.
Well, they shot the ball. They shot the ball well.
They did. And Carolina did.
Yeah. Well, that's usually the end result when you don't shoot it well.
Did you see any of Roy's comments after the game? He was...
No, I did not.
He said he wanted to fight somebody with a chainsaw. He was just like...
Yeah, you better be careful what he wished for.
Yeah.
in today's day and age.
It was actually kind of funny. You get a chance to see him play much?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just sort of worked out.
Not this year. I haven't this year. That was my first game. I'm hoping to, to get down there, especially on some afternoon games. The problem is trying to get a flight back. I can't get flights back that night, and I would hate to try and come back the next day, especially if I got a game or if I got practice and something happens with the flight. So. We got to pick and choose the time. That's so far that this was the first one.
You just talk about Joe a little bit in terms of how he's played since he's come back, in terms of whether knocking the rest off or timing or whatever, blending with the rest of the team, how it's worked.
Well, I still believe that I don't think the elbow is 100%. I still think that. He's still able to play, but I don't think he's at a total 100%. What I am encouraged about with Joe, though, is the fact that he's doing the other things. You know, he has been really doing a good job defending, and he's just made the commitment to defend. I think he may be one of the most underrated defensive players in our league. I play him against the small, quick guys. I play him against guys that in his position, that are scorers, and I play him even on bigger guys. He has actually defended all four positions, and he's done a really good job there. And like I said, I just think he's one of the most underrated. Defensive guys in the league. He's been doing a good job distributing the ball as well. You know, the one thing I've tried to get away from, not totally, but a great deal of, is just a lot of the standstill isolation stuff. I think he becomes an easy target when he does get in that situation. He has the ability to go one-on-one. I try to put a lot of emphasis when he does get into that situation just to go quick. You know, don't mess around with it. Don't play around with it. Go quick. Put pressure on the opposition right away. But I really believe, with what we have done so far, the style we play, the system we play, he has bought into it. But I, again, I just think, you know, with the elbow, you know, having the surgery, I was sure when he came back, the elbow wouldn't be as strong, that it would take, had to take some time to where he's really getting up a lot of shots to get back into that rhythm, to get that rust off of him. And I don't think he's quite there yet. He has shown signs and flashes of being there, but I don't think he's totally there. And with that being said, you know, we have still have had some success in waiting on him to get back to Joe Johnson form.
What did they do in the surgery?
I know you're not a doctor, but
You would have to check with our trainer and our doctors on it. I'm not 100% sure.
So when you say he's not 100% back, you're not necessarily talking about the injury, you're just talking about strength?
I'm talking about back into his old form.
Okay.
You know, he's not back. He has shown flashes of getting there, but I just don't think he's there yet.
You were talking about in terms of buying in to what you wanted to do this year. I think a lot of people on the outside sort of view him as the biggest obstacle to that. Not saying, I mean, some people probably thought he wouldn't want to do it because you guys had run that offense since he had been here, whatever. From the outset, did you have any sense of it at all?
Well, we didn't run that offense from the outset. There was one thing that we did have in our offense, but we did not run it a lot. So it wasn't a situation of where we ran the offense every game we played. You know, we may run it maybe an option or two out of it. Maybe once or twice one game, and we wouldn't run it again maybe 5, 6, 7 games later. So it was not something we did on a game-to-game basis. And the players were aware of it. They knew the offense, but again, it wasn't a part of the everyday diet of it, you know. So We didn't really spend a lot of time just talking about and working on it and where it was really a part of who we were. We didn't do that. It was just something that we would throw in. We would sprinkle in from time to time just to kind of get some movement.
But in terms of increased ball distribution this year, you never viewed him as any potential obstacle in terms of trying to get there.
No, I didn't. I thought that he would definitely buy in on it simply because it would take some of the wear and tear off of it. You know, when you go out night in and night out and you're playing isolation basketball and you're turning your back and you're being pounded, you know, sooner or later it's going to take a toll. And as you go through the course of the season and you get to the playoffs, you know, there's a chance that, you know, that pounding could all of a sudden take a toll on you.
You think that's affected him in the past?
Oh,
the season?
I do. Because once you get to the playoffs, the game slows down. It becomes more of a half-court game. Teams lock in on you just a little bit more in a half-court setting, you know. And with them, you know, teams played us. They knew once the ball got to Joe, then, you know, that Joe was going one-on-one. So they just put their pieces where they wanted them and said, okay, one guy beat five guys, you know. And the one thing I wanted to do was just kind of take that away. I mean, you can still put a guy like that in one-on-one situations, but I think you got to be a little bit more selective on when to do it and where to do it. But I know that if you get an offense in there that would allow him to move a little bit more freely, and put him in situations where the isolations aren't as, you know, they aren't as frequent, but yet you can get him his shot. Then it takes some of the wear and tear off of him. And I was gonna say that was the one thing that, you know, in putting in his office, the focus was.
Did he ever acknowledge to you before the season that he might have been a little worn down at the end of the year or in the playoffs? So
he didn't acknowledge at the end of the season, but I knew during the season. Yeah, I knew during the season, and you can very easily tell. At least I could. I could very easily tell, and we, you know, we kind of talked about it amongst the coaches. You know, you start looking at and you start seeing things, you know, seeing him in practice, looking at his looking at his energy level. You know, once you look at his minutes he's played, and you know, you can, I mean, you can clearly see it. You know, started games, first few minutes. You know, whether he's got that bounce, or how soon does he reach over to grab his shorts? You know, but you can, you see it. You know, you just look for the signs. That's something that you just got to be really careful of when you're talking about a guy, you know, as valuable as he is to our ball club. You can't wear him down. You know, you can't wear him down. And when you are the target night in and night out, you know, when teams just zero in on you and you alone, and yet you don't do anything to make it a little bit easier for him, and that's the thing that I've been trying to do with some of this stuff that we do run. You know, instead of him having to work for all of his baskets, let's get him some freebies along the way to where he doesn't have to work, and he's getting those. You know, he's getting two or three layups a game just on a team's failure to execute defensively on a play that we run. You know, and he likes that. You know, he likes that. But with the other guys, putting them in positions now where they can be successful, you know, what we try to do a lot is we try to put teams in situations of matchup problems. Tonight, Sacramento will have a matchup problem, particularly with Josh Smith at the three. You know, the last time we played them, they tried to play Garcia on him. You know, and we went right at that matchup. So we look for the matchup problems, and if there's one, you know, that you know, we're a little different than how it's been in the past. You know, before, you know, a team would, you know, let's say Marvin is healthy. You know, we played Milwaukee, and they had Rittenhouse guarding Marvin. You know, this was last year, and we did not take advantage of that matchup. Well, we. You know, it's different now. Any team that matches up small on us where we're big, we go right at them right away. You know, we don't waste any time.
Defensively, looking back at the tape from Houston, was there anything you did see Houston? Or didn't see, yeah, that you want to address?
Well, we addressed a lot of things after that game because we had breakdown in every area. Of that game. Our transition defense was bad. Our pick and roll defense was bad. Just ball containment was bad. Our bigs didn't play with any physicality in the low block. So across the board, we were not a very good defensive team. Which I told them even before that game began. I was a little afraid of that game just simply because in the past Houston has played as well. You know, we've won games, but They've played us very, very well. You know, their speed bothers us. You know, with Brooks and with Lowry, and then they have guys that you know, that can guard. You know, Battier is a good defensive player. You know, Hayes is really powerful. You know, down low. You know, they're a team that when you look at on paper, you know, and I talk to our guys about this all the time. You know, there are going to be some teams where we're going to get jacked up and excited about playing. There's going to be some teams that we're not. And Houston definitely falls into that category because they don't have that superstar, per se, that they get you hyped, you know. And if you just allow a team like that, you know, you allow them to hang around, and if you don't play with a sense of urgency against them, they will hang around, and they are very capable of making shots, you know. And all they want to do is be in a position at the end of the game, which they were. And then they just, you know, ran us out of our building. But they're a hard-working team. You know, they are, to me, very similar to, say, like a healthy Milwaukee team. They play with a blue-collar attitude. And those have been the kind of teams that have given us the most problems. You know, just teams that come out and they bang, they work hard, they dive on the floor for loose balls. They're constantly playing at a pace that forces you to, if you don't keep up, then you're gonna get left. And that's certainly what happened to us the other night.
So I guess tomorrow night's game is the kind of game that they'll get up for. Does that create any?
I don't see any reason why we can't get up for tomorrow night's game. You know, tomorrow night's game is just a huge challenge. You know, not only just the game itself, but the fact that we're ready to go in there again off of back to back. So that's going to be a big challenge for us. You know, and we have to learn as a team to accept those type challenges without making any excuses. You know, this is the NBA. A lot of teams go in on back to back and have to play tough opponents. So this, you know, there'll be no excuses tomorrow as far as our performance or whether we started with energy or whether we don't. There'll be no excuses. You know, we should be ready when we land in Miami tonight or early morning, whatever time we get in there. We should be jacked up to play that team.
Does that make you worry about tonight?
Very much so, because there's a tendency for guys to look ahead. I understand that. I've been around this thing long enough, and I know how, you know, teams do look ahead. They say, well, you know what, it's Sacramento coming in here, and this will be an easy game. And I just reminded our guys, you know what, that's the same Sacramento team. I don't know if it was last week, you know, but they went up into New York, and a lot of people didn't see that coming. And they went up there and, you know, they spanked New York, you know. So you can't look, you know, you got to respect all opponents. You can't look past anyone, not in this league, because teams are just, they're just too good.
Curious for you, given the holiday, is there someone that in your past that's been kind of a trailblazer for you, someone that's meant something to you in sort of in terms of breaking trails for, opening trails for you, giving opportunities that maybe you wouldn't have had otherwise?
Yeah. Is there somebody in
your life, right?
I mean, there have been a number of people, you know, that have impacted my life. You know, when I look back to, you know, just coming up and getting involved with sports and growing into that man who, first of all, you know, my dad was very, you know, very instrumental in my life. You know, from the time I started getting involved in sports and moving on into competitive sports, you know, my brother, who I give probably the credit that got me involved in basketball, you know, he actually played, but he didn't play much, you know, and I just remember going to games and watching him and sitting there wondering when he's going to get in the game. He never got into many games. I just said at that point when I decided to get into basketball, I said, you know what, I don't want to be like that, you know. So I know that it's going to take hard work and me committing to doing what I would. The funny thing with me is I got started in baseball. Baseball was my sport, you know, and I played from 5 until I was 17. Didn't really get into basketball until later. But there was a junior high school basketball coach who was very, very instrumental in me, you know, just going from that boyhood, getting ready to take that step into that manhood, into high school. And you know, there were a lot of you know, there was a lot going on back in that day, back in the early 70s and all of that. And he was a guy, his name was MacArthur Hall, who you know, used to set me down a lot and just kind of talk to me about life, you know, and in dealing with certain things. And you know, still back then, there were a lot of, you know, talk about, you know, different movements and you know, the civil rights and everything. And, you know, back then, I didn't grasp it as much as I did as I got it as I got a little bit older and I started experiencing things and seeing things. And I would think back of talks I had with him. But I see as I moved on into college how important it was just to get that message and to obtain that type of wisdom and knowledge about, you know, life in general itself. And being a young black man, you know, do's and don'ts and how to handle this and how to handle that. And you know, just making sure that education, you know, was number one. You know, it was nice that I was involved with sports. It was nice that I was being recognized. It was nice that I was having success in sports. But it's more important to come away with a scholarship. It's more important to come away with a degree, because sports, you can be out of it. You know, you can be on top of the world one day and you can get injured the next day and your career is over. Now what do you have to fall back on? And as you go through life, you know, I know for me, with my three boys, I try to preach that same message to them. You know, don't, you know, it looks glamorous, and there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of good behind learning, you know, learning to play competitive sports. But, you know, don't forget that education and growing up in today's age, it's important that you, you know, you learn how to handle yourself as a young man. You learn how to be respectful. You know, you learn how to, you know, hopefully I've instilled good morals and good values in them, so that they, when they're away from me, they're out on their own, that they can take care of themselves and they're smart enough to make good decisions. And as a father, that's, you know, that's all you can ask for.
Thanks, Coach.
All right.
MacArthur Hall, is his name?
MacArthur Hall.
MACA?
MACA.